Bible this morning, I want you to take it. Go with me to the book of Hosea. The book of Hosea, chapter 1. When you find Hosea, chapter 1, I want you to stand with me as we honor reading of the Word of the Lord. I'm going to read two verses to you, and then I'm going to ask the Lord to help us this morning. When you're in Hosea chapter 1, in verse number 2, you give the Lord a good amen. The Bible says in Hosea chapter 1, beginning in verse number 2, the beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said to Hosea, go take unto thee a wife of whoredoms and children of whoredoms, for the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, which conceived and bare him a son. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you for what our hearts have already felt, for the songs that have already been sung, Lord. Lord, this morning, Lord, I am a needy preacher. Lord, I need you to fill me, Lord, and I'm asking you to spill me. Lord, I don't come here, Lord, to make a show or to be seen, but you said in your word that if the Son of Man be lifted up, that he would draw all men unto himself. Lord, we need to preach Jesus this morning, Lord. Help me to say what it is that you'd have me to say. Lord, whatever it is that I don't need to say, I pray you keep it far from my mind. But Lord, I want to say, speak and say what thus saith the Lord. I thank you in advance for how you're going to move and for how you're going to help. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. And all the Lord's people say, thank you for standing. You may be seated this morning. Hearing the word of God, and boy, I was begging God and asking God, Lord, what is a good start and kickoff for a camp meeting sermon? And Lord said, we don't need a sermon. We need a word. We need a message. Something that is going to stick with us and help us. So, in the story of Hosea, he is the prophet. I'm not good with outlines. I'm not good with titles. I'm like, Lord, but my pastor, I mean, he's excellent in titles. He's always good with the outlines. I said, what could I title this message? In reading this story, I was reminded on the second time my pastor come visit our church. He's helped me. We was in the house. We got a storefront, and he brought Sister Renee with him. And they took a wrong turn. He said, preacher boy, I took a wrong turn. I don't know what street I went down, but all I see was pimps and prostitutes. And I thought it preaching on that, but Hosea was not a pimp. But the book of Hosea is about understanding God's love for you and me. I'm glad he loves us. And Hosea, he was wanting to understand, and God wanted Hosea to understand the love that he has towards you and me. And my first point is this. God looks for us. God looks for us. He told Hosea the beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said to Hosea, go take unto thee a wife of whoredoms. Now, if you don't understand what whoredoms is, my pastor's going to give a lesson after church. Amen. About what is that. But he told Hosea, go take a wife of whoredoms. And when I read that, I was reminded on how it was never me going chasing and looking after God. But it was always God that came and looked and searched for me. And boy, any time God moves, that is grace. It wasn't you thinking about God. It was God always thinking about you. It was never you loving God. We only love God because He first loved us. And boy, I want to be thankful that when He could have passed me up, when He could have just left me alone, He came looking for me. I'm glad of this. My pastor always taught me this. He even going down that strip where he's just seen pimps and prostitutes, he always invested in me. Said, son, preacher boy, you're going to have to love people. if there's one thing that I can give to you this morning, you're going to have to love people. Everybody don't start off the same way. Everybody don't grow the same way. But if God is showing me and you grace, why is it hard and difficult for you and I to show somebody else grace? I want to thank God. He loves us with a love that doesn't stop. And He told Hosea, go find you a wife of whoredoms. I found this out in 6.5 years of ministry. Sometimes the Lord will ask you and me to do things that we don't want to do. But can I tell you this? The Lord's way is the best way. And I find in there, He goes searching for Gomer. And I'm glad the Lord not only loves sinners, but I found this out, the Lord saves sinners. Yeah. How about you? Boy, if I could see it, I'm feeling it this morning. I am so glad God saves old sinners. I'm thrilled and amazed how He makes them free. But the biggest surprise in redeeming old sinners is that He would say, an old sinner like me. I realize this. I'm so unworthy of His love, but I thank God He reached further down than I could reach up, and He saved me by His mercy and His grace. Well, I'm glad He loved sinners. He came looking for us. God will never tell you and me to do something He hadn't already done. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. If God says He loves the world, He's asking you and me to love the world. Now, we don't have to love their sin, but God hates sin, but He loves the sinner. And He went looking for Gomer. Hosea went looking for Gomer. I'm reminded of a time, two times in my life, I had a near-death experience. One time I was hanging from a tree, about 20 feet from a tree, and it was in a swamp. Somebody hung a swing rope. And I remember just wanting my adrenaline rush. I wanted to swing from that swing rope. Well, climbing the tree, I didn't get to the rope. And I began to slip. Thank God my younger brother was with me. I said, Brandon, I'm slipping. You need a shout, because my other cousins, they were playing basketball on the dirt court with a bicycle rim. That's all we had. That was the good old days. We didn't have no PlayStation. We just went outside and playing our station. Amen. And send your kids outside. Amen. It's a good thing. And we knew this. When those street lights come on, you better be home. Good old days. People just got their mind on other things. But God, the good days, the old days was the best ways. Amen. I was slipping. And my brother began to yell. And my cousin came. And he grabbed me. And he threw me to my other two cousins that caught me. And they saved my life. His name was Barry Williams. And one time we went to, every 4th of July, we would go to Biloxi, Mississippi. And everybody from home was in Biloxi. It didn't even feel like we was on vacation. We just seen everybody there. I didn't know how to swim, and my cousin pushed me in the pool. I was just going down 12 feet. I tried to kick and swim to get back to the top. I'm like, it's useless. I ain't even going to make it. I gave up. My cousin, Robbie Ferdinand, who threw me in, he jumped in, and I felt his arms around me, and he shot me back up to the top, and he saved my life. Yeah. Barry Williams, Robbie Ferdinand, saved my life. And I have no problem at all telling people who saved my life. I remember being soaked down in gasoline, and a man going to light the match, throwing it at me, but out of nowhere come our heavenly Hosea. And He saved me. And I'm here to tell you this morning, I do not have a problem with telling people that Jesus, He saved me. And you shouldn't have a problem with telling people what Jesus has done for you in your life. I thank God for our New Testament Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ. He went looking. Hosea, God told him to go look for Hosea. But then I want you to see Hosea's love for Gomer. Look with me in the latter part of verse number 3 of chapter 1. You'll see this. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and which conceived and bare him a son. You see that? Now I want you to see in verse 6. Notice this. And she conceived again and bare a daughter. You see what was missing? Him. Look with me in verse number 8. The latter part of verse number 8. She conceived and bare a son. Not him. She went back to her old lifestyle. Those two children that she had wasn't for Hosea. She went back street walking. But it's love for her. He went looking for her. And what God is wanting to show Hosea in this book is, if you gonna understand my love for you, you're gonna have to see and know what it's like to go after and love somebody and chase somebody who don't love you. Ever been there? He said, Hosea, I want you to understand what it's like to make a phone call and want to talk to your bride, but your bride don't want to talk to you. He said, I want you to understand, Hosea, how I took time to write a love letter on how much that I love you, but you don't want to take time to read it. He said, you know what it's like for somebody to chase you, want to spend time with you, but you never want to spend time with me. You ever been there? When I read that, I began to think about, I'm not here to preach to you this morning, but I'm here to preach with you this morning. Because how many times Jesus wants to talk, but we want to talk to somebody else? How many times He would love to spend time with us, but we want to spend time with somebody else? You say, probably when I started off, like, what in the world do me and Gomer have in common? We all have a little Gomer in us. We all, when Jesus wants to spend time with you and me, we want to do our own little thing. And we want to spend time with other things. Matthew 6:33 says this, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added to you. We get that thing twisted. We go out seeking things, and then we want to seek God. But He says this, if you seek me first, you don't have to go seeking stuff. Stuff will come seeking you. And I want to remind you this morning, if we keep God in His place, you'll find this out. When Jesus is all that you want, you'll find that Jesus is all that you need. It's not a matter of what you got. It's a matter of who you got. That will take you and me to the level of love and understand Jesus' love He has for you and me. He told Hosea to go look for Gomer. I'm glad Jesus come looking for us. But then you see that He not only went looking for her, she went out and had two sons, not by Him, but you see His love for Gomer. Look at me in chapter 3. In chapter 3, in verse number 2, so I brought you her to me for 50 pieces of silver, and for a homer of barley, and a half homer of barley. And I said unto her, thou shalt abide for me many days, and thou shalt not play the harlot. He loves her. He went back looking for her. He gets home one day, and Gomer's not there. Gomer's not there. Now he's looking for her. I tell you, he knew where to look for her. He knew her past lifestyle. He went looking for her on the street. Then, the Word of God doesn't say this, but you know what the Levitical law said? That if a woman was caught in adultery, she was to be stoned. So, now, Gomer is on the slave auction block. And they have an auction, and if nobody buys her, she's going to get stoned to death. So here, Hosea comes with, I believe this, with all that he had. You know, God bankrupt heaven for sinners such as you and me. Hosea came looking at Gomer. I could see her. Can you see her? Been gone for God knows how long. He looks at her. Her hair tangled in knots. Mascara just running down her cheek because she's been used and abused. Her clothes just ripped and tattered. No manicure, no pedicure. And there she was just sick and just installed in her sin. Probably not really good to look upon. But he looked at her and said, I love her. We all have some Gomer in us. That day he come looking for me. So broken. So empty. I didn't have nothing to offer him. What could a man who was thinking about jumping all off a rig would have anything to give to him? Hopeless and helpless. But he came by my way. And he said, I love you. I'll take you. If you have me, he says, I'll have you. I thank God that he came looking for us. I thank God that he loves us in spite of us. Preacher was preaching on it earlier. This is my last point. Somebody said amen. I'm glad he locks us. He said, what are you talking about, preacher? Ephesians 4:30. Grieve not the Holy Ghost of God, for which we are sealed to the day of redemption. I'm glad I'm not on layaway this morning. I'm glad all my sins have been bought and paid for. I'm glad I'm heaven bound with the hammer down and the devil can't do nothing about it. He told Gomer in chapter 3, watch this and I'm done. He said, I bought her for 15 pieces of silver for a homer of barley. Pieces of silver for a homer of barley. A half homer of barley. And I said unto her, thou shalt abide for me many days. You know what we're doing this morning? Every day while waiting on the Lord to come? Abiding. Waiting on Him. I like this. He said, you know, the preacher's going to get a crown for preaching. But he said, but all those who love his appearing is going to get a crown. God, are you looking for Jesus to return today? He said, abide for me many days. Do you love me while you're abiding? Or does some else have your attention? He said, I want you to abide with me. I thank God that the Holy Ghost abides with us and leads us and guides us in all truth. If Jesus were to come this morning, let me ask you this. Would he find you faithful? Well, you know, we come to church this morning and nobody can see what's going on in your mind. But are you here or are you thinking about what you're going to eat? Why settle for a good Christian home when you can have a godly Christian home. Why settle for good Christian kids when we can have godly Christian kids? Why settle for a good marriage when we can have a godly marriage? Paul said this in Philippians chapter 3. He said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing forth to those things which are before. This ain't got nothing to do with my sermon. It's hard to preach here. You're outlining here. The Holy Ghost is just everywhere. He said, there's one thing I do. You know, this thing is not familiar where I'm from, but it's very familiar over here. You ever heard the saying that you got too many irons in the fire? Paul said, but this one thing I do. Find out that one thing God's telling you to do and run with it. This one thing I do. And when God's going to tell you to do that one thing and you run with it, you got to do this. Forget those things which are behind. You can't go forward looking in the rearview mirror. Why waste your time and your life looking through a rearview mirror when God's given us a windshield? Can you imagine going down looking at your past in a rearview mirror on the interstate 70, 80 miles an hour, 100 sometimes? Going down the road, how far do you think you're going to go? You ain't going far. But if you press toward and look through that windshield that God's given you, how far do you think you go? You see the difference? Paul said, there's one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and pressing forward to those things which are before. I'm going to tell you this and I'm done. Even the good things. Thank God for 24, 25 years of camp meeting. But guess what? Let's press forward to 50. You know, forget about those 50 souls you won this year. Let's press forward for 100. You know, forget about everything good or bad that's happened in the past. Let's reach forward and press forward to things that are before us. And why are you doing it? Remember who you're doing it for. Guess what? If you come in for the church, if you come in the church for the one that's sitting beside you, you're not going to last very long. If you are preaching for people that's applauding you, guess what I found out? You ain't going to preach very long. What we need to be doing it for is for the one who gave his life on the cross for us. I thought about this song, old song right here. Empty and broken, that's how I came back to him. A vessel so scarred by sin. But he did not despair. He made it over again. And I bless the day he didn't throw the clay away. And over he molds me and makes me into his likeness. He fashions the clay, a vessel of honor I am today. All because Jesus didn't throw the clay away. I want everybody to do this. I want everybody to inhale. Exhale. If you just did that, God's not done with you. He's not done. He's not done. Pastor, I'm